The director Robert Altman has made many movies with large and well-choreographed ensembles, from MASH in Nashville to his 2001 hit Gosford Park. But The Company is his first full-scale dance film. It features the dancers and choreographers of the Joffrey Ballet of Chicago, along with the actress Neve Campbell, who co-produced the movie and plays an up-and-coming principal dancer. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Robert Altman's The Company opened in New York and Los Angeles on Christmas Day and has been slowly arriving in other cities, a late and happy gift for lovers of dance, of movies, and of the work of this great American director, who's at the top of his game at the age of 78. It features some of the most fluid ballet sequences ever filmed, and the drama around them is so subtle that this could be a fly-on-the-wall documentary. But there is a theme here. It's that the life of professional ballet dancers will always be in flux, that their bodies are destined to fail them eventually, that even their triumphs are freighted with potential disaster. Every number in The Company is double-edged, at once sublime and scary. I risk doing the film a disservice by stating that theme so baldly. You could miss it and still love the movie, love it for the sculpted bodies and the fleetness of the camera. Altman moves with seeming randomness from the stage to the rehearsal room to the offices of the capricious artistic director, Alberto Antonelli, who's played by Malcolm McDowell in a hilarious homage to Joffrey Ballet co-founder Gerald Arpino. We watch the Joffrey dancers get picked or dropped from performances, get praised or lectured by choreographers. We see them break up and fall in love. We see them standing in the wings, on crutches and in casts, watching the stage. There's no real star turn. The company is the star. But the project was initiated by Neve Campbell, who was a dancer before she found fame in TV and movies. She plays Rye, short for Ryan, a dancer who seems on the threshold of stardom, but who falls in love with someone outside the company, a young chef played by James Franco. That sounds like a cliched scenario, but Altman and screenwriter Barbara Turner have snipped out all the conventionally dramatic moments, leaving viewers to fill in the blanks. There's a sphere of privacy here that would be annoying in a different kind of film, but I came to love the absence of histrionics and Altman's refusal to linger a beat longer than necessary. The only non-dancing figure who holds the screen for any time is McDowell's Antonelli, who calls his dancers babies, and when they have his attention, prizes them. But that attention is hard won, and he can seem creepy in his indifference to the risks his performers take. You get a sense of his style from how he breaks into a rehearsal.
Hold it a minute. Hold it a minute. Okay, what happened? I mean, you're all so pretty. You know how I hate pretty. Now, come on. I mean, lift thighs. Lift up. Not so loady. And when you make those exits, you know, you hit the wall. I want you to move out and hit the wall. You're not doing that. You're looking like you've got a load in your pants. But I love you all. You're great, okay? You're great. Come on, okay.
He loves his babies, yes. But when they're injured, he moves on, in businesslike fashion. A solipsistic god indeed. The film itself can seem detached, too. But its emotion is sublimated. The feeling is in the dance. It's in the astonishing number tensile involvement, with its ribbons forming geometric shapes amid the dancer's sculpted limbs, or the intensely erotic pas de deux by Campbell and Domingo Rubio to a chamber music version of My Funny Valentine, which is heard throughout the movie in renditions by Elvis Costello, Chet Baker, and others. That pas de deux happens at an outdoor benefit, with a thunderstorm approaching, and everything about it, both the sex and the danger, is thrillingly heightened. Altman is often thought of as having a loose, scruffy frame, but he proves in The Company that his looseness is deceptive. His camera is always in the exact right place, and he doesn't chop up the movements like those Cuisinart musicals Chicago and Moulin Rouge. Altman lets you gaze on these dancers' silhouettes. He isolates pieces of their bodies only for emphasis, and then only briefly. He finds the ideal vantage for ogling some of the world's most beautiful athletes. Neve Campbell got back in shape after 10 years off point for this movie. She's not quite as ethereal as some of the other dancers, but she has such long, shapely limbs and such a gorgeous urchin's face that it doesn't matter. More important, she shows in the company what she loved about ballet and why she had to leave it. This might be the most poetically suggestive dance movie ever made.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.
But you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart?